soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on January 27, 2016. It's on my heart today to declare one of the key messages in the scriptures, for it is the kingdom of God, and it is the gospel of the kingdom of God, the message of the rule and reign of God Almighty through His King, Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. This is a very key message, as I said, because it's said to be in the New Testament 68 times. And the phrase, the kingdom of heaven, is used 31 times in the book of Matthew. And the kingdom of Christ is referred. But we have Jesus himself preaching the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the authority and the rule and reign of God, and that God's commandment is to all men everywhere to repent. It does not matter who you are, what nation, what tribe, what tongue, what color your skin is. Whoever you are, whatever religion you are in, it is time to seek the face of the one true God and to believe the beautiful, wonderful gospel, the good news of His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who came at an appointed time of the Father to take away the sins of the world. This is not a religion. Though Christianity is known as a religion, it is faith in God and faith in what God has said and what God has done. By grace, through faith, are you saved. Not of your own works, lest you'd boast. You cannot save yourself. You cannot educate yourself to be saved, but you must seek the Lord and believe on Him, and He will save you. This is the kingdom of God that goes forth as a seed, as a word spoken, as the disciples, the followers of the Lord, have been learned of Him, have been taught by Him, have received of His Holy Spirit, and have had their sins washed away by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. A sacrifice so holy, so pure, so true, and He travailed before His Father, and His Father accepted the sacrifice of Jesus, laying down His life, being brutally mistreated by religious people of Israel in Jerusalem. They opposed Him. They spoke contrary to Him, falsely accusing Him, beating Him, smiting Him with the palms of their hands and surrounding them with the army of Rome. Jesus stood alone. But this gospel of the kingdom of God is being heralded today worldwide, here and through others that know the Lord, because this is what the Lord has commissioned us to do. Repent. Bow your knee. Bow your heart. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father, because you'll either do it now or you'll do it later, one way or another. I was reading in the scriptures that there's a reward for the righteous and there's a reward for the wicked. The reward is quite different. Turn to the Lord. There was a man named John who's related to Jesus, who prepared the coming of the Lord, who fulfilled a prophecy in Isaiah. And John himself was declaring the kingdom of God. He was calling people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and here comes Jesus, and was baptized by John because it was written and it was ordained by the Father to do so. And there was a temple in Jerusalem, and there were synagogues throughout the land, but the people were not looking for the Lord. They had no place for the Word of God. They had not the Word of God abiding them. They were not listening to the Spirit of the Lord. They did not have a love for God, because he that came in God's name, Jesus, they did not receive him. Came to his own, and his own received him not. This is the same that's true today. Do you have ears to hear? Do you understand? Do you have eyes to see? Can you perceive? There are people that have ears and they hear, but they don't understand. And there are people that see, but they don't perceive, because their hearts have waxed hard and they trust in their own righteousness and they've not sought the Lord. They've not submitted to his rule. And Jesus said in Luke 6:46, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say?" Ladies and gentlemen, we're under commandment to hear God's voice. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You've got to hear God to live. You've got to hear every word that he's speaking and has spoken and live by it. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And all the kingdoms of this world and everything of this world, every organization, every institution, every nation, every state shall be made the Lord's. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. You cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you're born again. You will not see the kingdom of God unless you're born from above. There's many things that are stated in the word of the Lord. And a man named Paul, who was a Pharisee, who was trained in religion, zealous, kept the law meticulously. But he had also the things that were corrupted about the Pharisees and the scribes, as Jesus proclaimed. The hypocrisy, the false doctrine that he called leaven. They loved to be esteemed in the eyes of men. They loved the praise of men. They loved to be called titled by men. They loved to be exalted and promoted by men. They loved to sound a trumpet before them when they did good works. They lacked judgment. They lacked mercy. They lacked love. But they would tithe cumin and mint. They'd clean the outside of the cup and appear righteous, but inside they were vile and corrupt, dead in their sin. Jesus commands people to submit to his kingdom. It's not here or there by observation. It is not represented by any brick and mortar in the earth today. Where's the kingdom of God? This is in Luke 17. It's in you. It's in those that follow Jesus, that submit to the kingdom of God. And they are going forth preaching, proclaiming, declaring, heralding the kingdom of God in this day. And this man, Paul, a Pharisee of Pharisees, of the tribe of Benjamin, pertaining to the law, zealous, blameless, persecuting Christians, killing Christians, thinking he was doing God service. You see how blind he was? You see how blind religion is? And by the mercy of God, the grace of God, Jesus, the resurrected Lord, appeared to Paul and called him to the ministry of the gospel to the Gentiles. But Paul spoke to his own countrymen. He spoke to them, and they largely had not ears to hear and would not receive the word. But he would speak pertaining to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And he would call men to righteousness. He would call men from darkness unto light, from Satan unto God. Paul is our example. He worked with his own hands. He labored to be an example. And if anyone does not follow the example of Paul, Paul said, avoid them. Jesus Christ is head of creation, the ruler of all creation. He is the head of the assembly, the church, the assembly of the righteous. There's one body, one flock, one fold, one faith, one baptism. Ladies and gentlemen, return to the Word of God. Seek the Lord. Seek His face. Seek His kingdom and His righteousness. And all the things you need shall be added unto you. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of things that have been infiltrated and been presented and been mixed in with supposed faith in Jesus Christ. The Lord has a fan in His hand, according to John, and He will thoroughly purge His floor, and He's sifting, and He's cleansing His house. And God is commanding repentance first in His house, and then He will judge the wicked and the unrighteous. 1 Peter 4:17. The kingdom of God is God's rule. You cannot be in God's rule if you don't do what He says. There's things done that are not pleasing to His sight. There are things done that are not of Him. They're contrary. God has commanded that we be not yoked together with unbelievers. We're not to be joined, associated, affiliated, linked, submitted, subjected to darkness or the kingdoms of this world. We pray for our governments that we may live quiet and peaceful lives, but we are not to be joined as institutions running religion. The Lord has rebuked this common practice in the United States of America called a 501c3. It's a tax-exempt status. There are men that exalt themselves as overlords over the people. There are men that have made themselves hirelings in labor and make the people force. They build mausoleums and great structures, and they act as kings or pharaohs over God's heritage. God is bringing reproof to all of this. And the Lord would speak in their synagogues. He'd speak in their synagogues, which was a place of worship. And today we have churches that are places, and it's not the people. The emphasis is on the institution. It's foreign. It's not of the Lord. And the Lord is bringing correction. And His word is coming. Just like Paul and Barnabas were sent to the rulers of the synagogue and to speak in Acts 13. And the word of the Lord came, just as when Jesus would speak to the religious people. They're given an opportunity. They're given an opportunity to receive instruction from the word of God, to gather themselves from the snare of the enemy. Jesus likened the kingdom of God to the wheat and the tares. It was a parable. He taught always in parables to conceal it from the wise and the prudent. But the mysteries of the kingdom of God are revealed to babes. You've got to humble yourself as a child. You've got to be teachable. You've got to be learning. You have to have earnest desire to seek Him, and He will speak, and you will find Him. Who did this? Who did this? Why are there tares among the wheat? His disciples asked. An enemy has done this. The enemy defiles. If the enemy can get you sidetracked into error, if the enemy can lead you astray into self-will, your judgment is flawed. Your judgment is perverted. When Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is true, genuine, because I seek not my own will. Jesus did not seek His own will. He did the will of the Father. It was His meat. It was His passion. It was His drive. It was His focus. Same with Paul. I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Paul wasn't looking to be man-pleaser. He sought to please the Lord who called him. And as Jesus stood alone at the cross, Paul went through persecution at the hands of 40 that conspired by the religious people and lied about him and took him to the government of Rome. But the Lord delivered him. No one stood with Paul. He spoke the truth in meekness and respect and authority. Ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom of God does not come in word only. It comes in power and demonstration of the Spirit. And the Lord said, go forth, speak in my name, and cast out demons, raise the dead, heal the sick, speak in my name, and tell them the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. And the kingdom of the Lord is manifesting throughout the earth today. But you must enter it. You must be born again. You must humble yourself as a child, or you'll not see it. Seek the Lord. Submit to Him. And the Holy Spirit has been sent forth to show us, to lead us into the things of Jesus. We're not to make merchandise of the things of God. We're not to exalt ourselves over people. We're not to make disciples unto ourselves. And this is the thing the Lord is correcting. We are brethren. We are servants, subject one to another, as in acknowledging Jesus Christ in each other. As we've laid down our life, we've crucified our life, and we're crucified to this world, and we live because He lives. We're not of this world. We're not entangled in the affairs of this world. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing scriptures that are illuminated at this moment by the Spirit of the Lord. The kingdom of God is a key message in the Word of God. Why are you not hearing it? There's a famine in the land, not for bread, but for hearing of the Word of the Lord. And people sit under false leaders, and they've been leavened, and they've been led astray, and they've been fed lies. We've been warned. If you don't do what Jesus instructed, there's a dire cost. Jesus said, come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, my yoke, Jesus' yoke. He is the Lord. He is the King. He is the Master. He is the Christ. He's the Shepherd. Seek Him. Find Him. Learn of Him. Listen to Him. Follow Him. Do not let anyone, anything, eclipse Jesus, the Son of God. Don't let any place, anyone replace Him. The Lord has called us to purity. He's called us to truth. The law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord says a snare is set forth in the earth. And the masses of people that choose the broad way and the wide gate will be deceived, and they'll enter into destruction. But the way into eternal life is very straight, it's very narrow, and very few find it. There's going to be great deception, and God will choose the delusions for the wicked and the rebels and the fools. Because they would not hear His voice. They would not listen. He called, but they wouldn't hear. He spoke, and they wouldn't listen. Isaiah 65, Isaiah 66. God will choose their delusion and turn them over to believe the lie. But God is calling. He's speaking broad and wide to all the world. Whoever will hear, if you have an ear to hear, hear what the Spirit says. Seek the face of God. Choose the pure Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God. There's no leaven, no false doctrine. Search it. Seek Him. Keep your heart pure, and you will know the lies and the leaven that is out there. But the Lord is bringing correction to His people. Everything is going to be tried by fire. 1 Corinthians 3. Take heed to what you build. Oh, there's builders that build, but they reject the cornerstone. But there's others that plant and build in the name of Jesus Christ. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, I will build my church, my assembly, my called out people, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. This is good news, or it can be the worst news you ever heard if you refuse it. Many are called, few are chosen. The invitation goes out. And there's a garment to be worn to enter, and it's Jesus. You need to be clothed in Jesus. Lay down your life, surrender, subject yourself to being crucified with Christ and buried. Yet raised from the dead, as Christ was raised by the glory of the Father, even so shall we walk in newness of life. And as we yield ourselves unto righteousness, we shall reign with him. Liberated from the power of sin and death, this is the good news. But if you refuse and rebel, it is woe, woe, woe. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God knows what you have need of. He clothes the birds. He feeds the birds. He clothes the flowers. Are you not of more value than they? It is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, for they love the things of this world. When God calls us to be faithful as stewards, loving to be a cheerful giver. The religious did not understand, and Jesus said that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Because he that sins and is forgiven loves much. Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God. He proclaimed the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Believe the gospel. What is the kingdom of God like? It's like seed that's planted. And it grows in hearts. But there's few that it bears fruit. Some 30-fold, 60-fold, or 100-fold. And many fall away because they don't understand and it's stolen by demonic powers. Or it's shallow in their heart and they give up because of tribulation or persecution. And these things surely will come. Or they love this world and lusts of things enter and cares of this world choke the word and they will never enter the kingdom of God. Whoa. Whatever offends you, the Lord says, if it's your eye leading you astray, if it's your hand, if it's your foot. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a parable. What is it that is obstructing you from entering the kingdom of God? You better get rid of it. And it is like a precious treasure in a field. Buy that field. Get the treasure. And it's not of this world. It's eternal. Much teaching on the kingdom of God. Much teaching. There's nothing new under the sun. The experience, the opposition to the kingdom of God through the prophets is the same today. The persecution and the opposition against Jesus himself is the same today. The persecution and the opposition to the word of the Lord through the apostles and the early disciples is the same today, as well as throughout church history. There's few that truly walk with the Lord. And there's many, many people that will knock at the door when the master of the house has risen up and shut to the door. And they stand on the outside knocking, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he professes, I don't know you. You workers of lawlessness, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The kingdom of God is at hand. Run into it. Press into it. Be diligent. And there is nothing new under the sun. As the apostles exhorted in the earliest days to other believers, they stated in Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Acts 19:8, and he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Acts 20:25, and now behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Paul knew he was time of departure was at hand, and he warned of grievous wolves coming in, not sparing the flock, and men rising up, making disciples after themselves and teaching perverted doctrines, false doctrines, for money, things that they ought not teach. Paul preached the kingdom of God and taught things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. And God has men and women today that are speaking boldly the things they are hearing from the Lord through the Holy Spirit that sound in the Word of God. And it sounds odd to the religious people. They don't relate to the Word of the Lord. They have no delight in the Word of the Lord. They've been leavened. Their eyes have been corrupted. Their hearts have been corrupted. They've not heard the Lord. How can they do his will? In Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, there'll be many that will stand saying, Lord, Lord, didn't I do great works in your name, cast out demons and prophesy? And he said, you never did the will of my Father. Are you doing the will of the Father? Are you walking in the kingdom of God? Are you faithful and diligent in the kingdom of God? Don't you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood doesn't inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Galatians 5:21, envyings, murders, hatred, despising others is the same as murder. Drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom of God is at hand. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com. And this is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. Today's January 27, 2016, a Wednesday. Today on the headlines regarding the Super Bowl 50, U.S. military jets and helicopters and armed military presence will be there for the game for security reasons. Meantime, other stories. Two recent flights with since November 2015 and January 18, 2016, two international flights have flown into JFK Airport without the passengers going through security or customs. Yesterday reported on Tuesday, January 26, that the U.S. in Texas had thousands of refugees from Cuba entering the open border. All of this comes about with Republican Senator McConnell preparing a law that allows the leader of the United States, what some call international martial law, forces, destination, and time frame unrestricted. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtyReportNetwork.com. This has been a production of RealtyReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.